Boston Police Commissioner William Gross and city officials are working with bar owners and club managers to make nightlife safer in Boston. The effort comes after a 23-year-old woman was found dead after a night out in the theater district. WBUR's Jerome Campbell spoke with police and business owners after a meeting last night.
Commissioner Gross said the meeting was the first of many conversations around the safety of club patrons. He spoke with nearly 200 officers and liquor license owners in South Boston to figure out next steps.
There are predators out there. There are hunters out there. And we want to show folks now that we are working together collaboratively.
The conversation was sparked by the death of 23-year-old Jassy Correa, who was last seen alive in late February after leaving Venue Nightclub. Rhode Island resident Lewis Coleman faces federal charges in connection with her death. She was later found dead in the trunk of the vehicle he was operating. The commissioner also mentioned 23-year-old Olivia Ambrose, who also went missing this year after visiting a bar inside Faneuil Hall. Police later found her in Charlestown held against her will. Her captor also faces charges. Gross said security video was essential in both investigations and pushed for owners to install cameras.
Modern technology, surveillance systems, license card readers, and another best practice is going to be, if you see something, say something.
While bar owners say they want the support, they're concerned the police presence could affect business.
There were questions as well, just to be fair, from the licensed premises owners, that if we do call the police, will we receive a citation? So we also talked about a better means of documenting when someone is cooperating with us.
Slade's Bar and Grill co-owner Sean Hunter said the conversation was needed after the death of Correa. He said he was glad to partner with the city to promote safety.
The follow-up is always important to see where it goes from there to kind of be able to judge what this meeting was for or how successful this meeting was.
Gross also said the group agreed to form a joint committee of city officials and liquor license owners. No specifics or timeline have been established yet. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jerome Campbell.